Hey, yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire. Off the wire. With Al Freitas.
Hey, it's Freitas. Here's your hot off the wire. So, yes, T.I. is apparently still throwing shade at Tiny. He was doing a radio interview, and after hearing Breezy's song, These Girls Ain't Loyal, T.I. allegedly said, ain't that the GD truth? When they doing a remix, I record that MF right now. Will you? If you do, Tiny might have to record her own remix because we heard you bought a whole other house for your jump offs and you spent Mother's Day with one of them. That's just what we heard, T.I. So why would Yeezy alter some of the lyrics of some of he and Jay-Z's songs at Bonnaroo over the weekend? Yeah, that's what we're hearing. Also, Media Takeout's reporting that Kanye basically said, let's be clear, ain't no B gonna pull that Solange-ish on me. Sounds like somebody's still a little salty about Jay-Z and Beyonce being no-shows at their wedding. Weezy is not going after Justin Bieber's manager anymore. Remember last month, Weezy posted a video saying he heard what Scooter said about Twist being a bad influence and vowed to put Scooter's words on his tombstone. Tombstone. Really? Apparently, Weezy and Scooter have made up, and Scooter doesn't have to fear for his life anymore. New York State is warning Stevie J that they can and will take his property to sell his nearly $1.2 million child support debt. But I don't think Stevie J believes them, especially since the state has already been warning him since like 2011. Hey, we're going to take your stuff. We're going to take your stuff. We're going to take it. He's like, yeah, right. Do it. Congrats to Eve, who married her fiance, Maximilian Cooper, who also happens to be like a gazillionaire. Over the weekend, congrats to first American Idol Kelly Clarkson. She tweeted news of her new baby girl, River, over the weekend. And we hear Zoe Saldana is pregnant. Speaking of being pregnant, Raekwon took to Instagram to show off a picture of newborn twins, supposedly named Ghostface and Raekwon. Yes, Ghostface and Raekwon. And the hashtag says, woo for the babies. Oh, joy. Tops of the box office over the weekend. The number one movie was 22 Jump Street, made $60 million. The number two movie was How to Train Your Dragon 2. It made $50 million. I'm Al Freitas. That's hot off the wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com. And if I missed something that you wanted to hear about, tweet me at Freitas Flicks. Bye.